Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, the Bennett Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for rolling with us today. Hope you got awesome plans this weekend. I'm going to head out to that Ranger game. As soon as our show's over, I'm going to rush out there. Looking forward to getting out there. You got Cole Hamels on the mound for the Rangers versus Ricky Nolasco. I know that KT is going to go watch the Tripping Daisy show tonight.
Yes, he's super stoked for that. He's taking like a party bus out there because it's at North Richland Hills.
All right. So, and if anybody wants to go see Tripping Daisy, they show up.
Yes.
Tim DeLauder made this deal to our listeners. If you mention the fan, you'll get buy one, get one free.
Yeah. So, yeah, two for one if you mention the fan because they're videoing this tonight. They're taping this for a future concert DVD release. And if you didn't hear earlier when Tim DeLauder was on, you know, the band hadn't played. They've done, this will be their seventh show recently. Before that, they hadn't played in 18 years. And they have nothing else planned. So for all intents and purposes, this is the last Tripping Daisy show. KT, what's the name of the venue tonight?
It's the Nitex Sports Center in North Richland Hills.
Okay.
It's where the Fort Worth Brahmas hockey team plays.
All right, so we've been out there.
I know this too. Like, we talked a lot about fireworks shows and stuff the last few days. I know this band spent a lot of money on really upping the game for the lights for tonight's show.
Awesome.
So, like, I used to love, like, Reunion Arena, the laser show that you would occasionally get, you know, at special appearances when the starting lineup and stuff. I always loved that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Big light show tonight, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is great. And I know a lot of our listeners probably went out to that Roger Waters show earlier in the week where there was all these great visuals. This is right on par with that, man.
I also think it's really awesome when you listen to live music, like, later. And, you know, you're, like, listening to it on Spotify or whatever you listen to the music on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, God, that sounds great. Listen to the energy of being there. I wish I was there. And you could always, you'd have that forever. Anytime you played this album, you would be, I was there for that.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
I love that point too about the energy, because doesn't it sound like Tim is totally stoked of getting to rock out with a guitar back in his hands again?
Yeah.
Do the whole rock star trip.
There's one show where, like, they dropped the curtain and he fell down. He was so pumped up. And he's like 50 now, but, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Kick ass.
Okay. And Skin, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I am getting ready to go to Canada.
Now, when do you leave?
We leave tomorrow morning. Our plane leaves at like 9:15 or something like that. We're flying to the Vancouver airport and we fly out at 9:15.
Is that a long flight?
It's 4 hours.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
It's not too bad. It's kind of like going to Portland, basically.
Wow. That's a lot. I thought it would be a lot longer than that.
No, it's about a 4 hour flight.
Okay.
And as such, you know, we got three pets. Two of them are dogs. And we got, so when we fly out, a lot of times my wife's family will come, a couple people will come stay with us, stay in the house, like house it for us. Mm-hmm. And mama doesn't want to mess with the dogs. She'll feed the cat. She'll water the plants. She don't want to mess with the dogs. So we have to board the dogs. And I have to take out a second mortgage on the house to be able to afford to board these two animals while we're gone for a week. And it is painful.
We were having this conversation at lunch, and Skin was talking about, you know, being gone and boarding the dogs and how expensive it was going to be and what a pain in the butt it is. And, dude, I have the exact same problem. Two dogs. And, man, those dogs are just sucking money off our payroll.
Those dogs
are so freaking expensive. And they mob anybody. They jump all over anybody, attack anybody who comes in. So it's just happy and excited. They're sweet dogs.
Right.
But they're usually muddy, so they're getting our guests muddy. Just a pain in the butt barking at everything. And, dude, I reached out to find out how much it was to train him. $2,000 per dog.
It's expensive. Can you imagine, though, like, if your mom was house-sitting for you, having to deal with the dogs?
Oh, it's impossible, because my giant dog, the big one, will almost knock my mom over.
So I have no animosity. I'm happy that mama's staying and she's going to take care of the house and stuff. But, you know, I can't ask her to deal with those things.
No,
that's not right.
No, that's not right. But, you know, I think you brought up the most, the perfect word, and I've been looking for the word, because really, I think hate unhappy. Like when I look at my dogs, I just think of how angry I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, I put in all this landscaping to hopefully get them off the fence, out of the mud, and to quit bothering every single person who walks by my house. And dude, they just run through the landscaping.
They've already put an obstacle course in for them.
They've already destroyed like $1,000 worth of landscaping.
Terrible.
I had the one dog that ate a check from a company that it was an insurance check.
God,
the company since went out of business, so he ate $1,000.
God.
I mean, those dogs, and one of them has the submissive peeing thing. So if I really walk in the house and look right at him, he just starts peeing everywhere.
Oh, that's terrible.
And sometimes he'll just start peeing if he gets real excited and he'll pee. He's giant. He's like the size of a small horse.
Uh-huh.
And he's running around, jumping on the furniture, jumping over our guests, peeing. So like spraying pee on everyone.
Well, it's pee hose.
Yeah, like a pee hose.
Oh, man.
And man, we do get some cuddling time. It's not all negative. There are some things I like about the dogs, but man, I have so much dog regret. And the word you used was impractical.
Dogs are impractical. They absolutely are. And I know KT feels this way because he had the dog sit for Kavanaugh and Amanda Guerra as they went trooping off to Big Bend. Yeah. And you had to, and you're not even a dog guy. Like, you don't even get the benefit of the dog.
I like puppies.
See,
I never had a pet growing up, so it's not in my DNA.
Right.
Okay? I never had a pet growing up. We just had a thug cat outside to keep snakes and mice away. That's all we had. And it was not a pet. You didn't touch it. You didn't come. You just fed it.
Puppies are cute, but puppies are brutal. Puppies are the worst because they are the dumbest, most... It's the combination of being dumb and overzealous. You take these two things together, and it's just... It's brutal.
They're so cute.
Oh, man.
They puppy
are.
Breath Those, is so great.
As they go eat their own excrement.
Dude, I looked at it this way because we thought about doing the rescue thing, which is great. I love it. Folks, you guys have rescued dogs before. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, to a degree.
I thought about that and I thought, well, but then you'll miss the whole puppy aspect of it.
Right.
And I'm like, I really want to enjoy the puppy side of it. And so.
Plus, you don't know if that dog that you rescued just came from a dog psychologist for all the drama.
I don't know if that dog is going to bite my kids in the face.
Right.
And I figured, man, it's fun to have a puppy. That's one of the great joys of life, to enjoy the puppy years. But I'd forgotten that just means that they're going to go poop everywhere. Like, I would just walk out. I'd be in the morning or late at night, I'd get up to get a drink of water, and I'm walking to the kitchen. I step in poop or step in a pile of pee.
Right.
And it just got old really fast. And now there's just a poop graveyard in my backyard. It's just full of poop at all times. No matter how much we fight with our kids to go pick it up, there's always 7,000 piles of poop in my backyard. I have a lot of dog regret. It's expensive.
It's expensive. That's the other thing is I'm not joking. We're going to Canada. And our third biggest expense is boarding the dogs.
Oh,
that's the third biggest expense of what I would consider to be an inexpensive vacation. And, you know, I'm going to board them at the best place possible. We boarded them at one place one time. And then, you know, I can talk a lot of trash, but ultimately I'm enslaved to Roxy, our dog Roxy. I love Roxy. Roxy's badass. That's my creature. And this whole deal... You know, we added this other scrap dog, Maggie, and all she does is run and bounce on my nuts while I'm sleeping. She's terrible.
Gross.
Dude, she does. She uses my crotch as a springboard. She is... Because I don't know what happened. Roxy's a big, giant 70-pound dog, so Roxy sleeps on the floor right by me, like right by where I sleep, just on the floor. And Maggie somehow, we get Maggie, and Maggie's like, oh, well, hell, I'll sleep on the bed because I'm little. And so Maggie sleeps on the bed. And she's this dog that if there's a noise, there's a noise a mile away, I got to sprint towards that noise, barking at 3 a.m. as loud as possible, my little yip-yap voice. But before I do that, I'm going to launch myself off Skin's nuts to get in the direction. So this is no joke. Since we got this dog, this freaking Muppet, I have to sleep with my hands over my crotch. Because if I don't, I might be woken up by Maggie jumping on my sack.
Why don't you just wear like a cod piece?
I could do that. You know what? I might put a buzzsaw on that cod piece so she hurts herself when she launches off my sack.
You don't want to say that.
I don't mind.
Yeah, but listen.
You know what? And let me say another thing. While we're here, you'll look at the credit card statement. What is this $400 expense? Well, they had to get their shots. We needed a fecal sample. And what? You know what? There are dogs all over the frickin' globe that don't go to see the vet, and they're alive. It is a freaking money drain.
And I'm telling you, my dogs raise so much hell. If anybody walks past my gate in the backyard, they've torn up all the landscaping, like I said. They scratch and claw leather furniture.
Oh, yeah.
They jump all over our guests. They just raise hell. And so, like I said, I looked into the training. Look, buying the dog itself is really expensive, but you're like, you know what, man? It's a member of our family. Mm-hmm. We love this dog. The kids love it. It's great. You know, let's go ahead and endure that. But then all these other problems pop up, and the expenses just add up and up and up. And you're telling me that if to get my dogs to stop acting like that, I got to spend $2,000 per dog? Mm. $2,000 per dog. And then they say, but listen, that's only for like a 3-week course. And then it's up to you to keep training that dog all the time. I'm like, I thought it was a smart breed.
Right.
We have golden doodles. That's what you have, right?
We have a labradoodle.
So I thought they were smart. I thought the poodle part is that they were smart.
Right.
But, dude, these dogs are dumb.
Yeah. And the poodle part makes them arrogant. They're dumb and arrogant. That's what these dogs are.
Okay. I just came across something. I want to run this by you guys. So a guy that texted in this on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text says, there's an app called Rover where you can get a person to come dog sit for you. So you get on the app.
Okay.
You search, and the person has ratings. Okay. All right. Based on how good of a dog sitter there is. I looked it up. It says the concept of Rover.com is to help dog owners search for and find a reviewed local dog sitter. So would you be okay going on the app, you find someone who's highly rated who wants to come take care of your dog for a week?
I mean, the fact that I've got family members staying at the house makes me be more open to that because they would be there when the dog sitter came there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would be more open to that. But, you know, if I'm out of town, the good thing is we got DFW security and we got cameras and stuff. And you can kind of change the alarm. Like, you can change your alarm settings real easy with that.
I don't want to roll the dice on some stranger. And look,
putting on my wife's panties when we're gone.
Taking it to board the dog. We talked about this today, too. There was one time we boarded our dogs. It was crazy expensive. And they got home, and my main dog, the big dog, Barkley, was scared of me.
Mm.
Had never been scared of me before, but that first time he saw me after being back from us being out of town. So obviously something horrific happened to him involving a male man, you know, an actual man. And so, not a mailman, but a man.
Could have been a mailman.
Could have been a mailman.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, we call and they're like, hey, our dog's acting crazy towards me. So clearly something happened. They're like, nope, don't know what you're talking about. But you mentioned your dog, Roxy, at one point didn't want to go into a place.
There was a specific place that we used to take him to. And one time we were bringing Roxy, and Roxy's like, uh-uh. Like, I'd never heard Roxy talk. She's like, I ain't going in there. Like, really? That's the first words you say? But, you know, you could just tell she was like, something bad happened there. And this exact same place, so we have some neighbors, some friends, they took their dog there, and they got their dog back, and it had to have surgery, and it cost them thousands of dollars. Something happened to the dog while it was there, and they think that it was the manager's dog, but blah, 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 but... I mean, dude, you're just turning your dog up. First, you're paying a bunch of money to turn your dog over to people.
I think at a boarding place, it's like, hey, I work at a boarding place. I've been here forever. It's going to be fine. Like, I'm not saying they don't care about it. I feel like you get this person who has ratings that depend on some money that they're going to be making on this app.
Right.
Yeah. I'm starting to think about this now. At first, I was like, I don't like a stranger coming to my house. But then I'm going, you know what? I let strangers drive me everywhere.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I've had Uber rides with people with high ratings, and I thought I was going to die because they were the worst driver I'd ever seen.
Yeah, there's that side of it, too.
I do want to say this in closing. I have two friends that have German Shepherds. One of them, and I haven't seen this dog yet, but my son went to his house, a good buddy of mine. He's like, hey, let's keep, you know, tell your son not to be scared of the dog or so. I was like, what do you mean? Or we kind of talked about, well, we'll keep the dog in another room. Well, the dog has been aggressive towards kids before.
Right.
We need to get it trained.
Right.
You know, it's like a German Shepherd that is like very protective. And I'm like, oh my God, is this safe? You know, my buddy's like, yes, it's safe. But I was a little worried. And then I have another friend who lives very close to me who is very into guns and stuff like that. And so his German Shepherd, he sent it off to get training. And it was like, I want to say it was like 9 months of training, and it was $14,000. And that.
What?
Yes. 9 months of training at $14,000, and that dog will make you a damn omelet if you ask for one.
That's like a year of college at a really good school.
But the dog is like, if he's out of town, that dog protects his family. And if anybody messes with his family, I mean, the dog is the most trained thing I've ever seen in my life. And it is a machine, and it'll do everything he says, but he dropped 14 G's on it. And so you look at the difference, just, I mean.
I can't even imagine coming up with 14. I can't imagine coming up with that much money to train an animal.
Think about that.
I mean, I wish I had it like
that.
It's
the greatest dog ever, though. That dog is not playing.
Can that dog drive you home if you've had too much to drink?
Absolutely. That dog can do anything. You name it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, anyways, thank you for all the folks sending in the suggestions over here on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.